I'm Steve Miller reporting. The Russia-ordered brief humanitarian pause in rubble-held Damascus suburbs, but no civilian used that quarter manned by Syrian and rebel forces to leave the enclave. Government forces, meanwhile, tried to push their way into the area, setting off ground battles. Russian President Vladimir Putin claimed a big group was able to leave, but a second group couldn't leave because militants just did not give them an opportunity to do so. Russia had ordered the five-hour daily humanitarian pause to allow civilians to exit the region on Tuesday, but no humanitarian aid has gone in and no civilians have left. Residents say they do not trust the truce. A United Nations report contends North Korea has transported supplies to Syria that the regime of President Bashar Assad could have used to produce chemical weapons. The report says components such as thermometers and valves were included in at least 40 unreported shipments by North Korea to Syria between 2012 and 2017. President Donald Trump's former campaign chairman, Paul Manafort, has pleaded not guilty to a new set of charges that were filed against him last week by special counsel Robert Mueller. Mueller has been probing Russian interference into the U.S. election. The new charges allege that Manafort, with former business partner and Trump campaign aide Rick Gates' help, laundered more than $30 million through hidden offshore accounts and used his hidden overseas wealth to enjoy a lavish lifestyle in the United States without paying taxes on that income. A trial date has been set for September 17th. This is VOA News. The United Nations has set up a 24-hour helpline to fight sexual harassment among its staff in the workplace as part of its zero-tolerance